The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the RNC chairwoman. Ronna, good morning and welcome back to Morning Sun. I'm also glad to have you.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This race for governor is being watched all over the country. But what some people may not realize, it's raining here. How does the rain affect the turnout for this election?
Ooh.
It depends. I'm in D.C., so it's not raining here. So it always depends. You know, those motivated voters who care about their candidates are going to get out regardless of a little rain. Virginians are tough.
Well, sometimes you hear that the rain does affect it. I know the Democrats are looking at this as a bellwether of national politics, this Virginia governor's race. Yet Virginia has a history of electing someone of the opposite party than the one that's currently sitting in the White House. Do you think that's going to happen again this time?
I certainly hope so. Ed Gillespie has run a race about the Commonwealth of Virginia, about bringing jobs to Virginia, about improving wages and cutting taxes. So I hope that resonates and Virginia sticks with that historic trend of switching parties after one party's been in office for 8 years.
How have things changed in the last week, in your view, and what's the RNC up to that's changed?
Well, the RNC's been all over Virginia for several months. We've knocked over 3 million doors. I was in Fairfax County yesterday, actually, last night with a rally with the candidates Ed Gillespie, Jill Vogel, and John Adams. And then I knocked doors in Arlington, which was fun. I love knocking doors. But it's a tight race. Listen, Virginia's been tipping Democrat. Hillary Clinton won the state by 5 points. This is a state that's hard for Republicans to win, but I think Ed Gillespie has put forward a great campaign, and it's our best opportunity.
We talked to Ed Gillespie's campaign chair this week, and he said that on Friday, their internals showed them crossing into positive territory for the first time. What do you have any sense of what the latest numbers are in terms of internal polling figures?
We have it very tight. It's going to depend on turnout. Virginia is unusual. You have very low absentee turnout. I think only 7% of the vote right now has come in based on our modeling in absentee. Just to give you a comparison, Michigan, the state I'm from, usually 30% of the vote has come in already in absentee. So Virginia really is an election day turnout state. And so it's going to depend heavily on who turns out today.
There's something interesting going on in national politics that's sort of related to what you work on and also that's affecting the Virginia vote. Terry McAuliffe was on with MSNBC's Katie Turr yesterday, and they were talking about how this Donna Brazile book may be actually affecting the Virginia race. I just want to play a little bit of audio for you here.
It's completely rigged. There are others saying that it's not rigged at all. This is completely just the way politics works, and people are making too big of a deal over it. The fact of the matter is that it's in the news. It's casting a negative spotlight on the Democratic Party. I mean, you have to have some concern about how that's going to play out in Virginia, correct?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares? Let's listen to Donna Brazile one more time.
Nobody cares.
This week.
Nobody cares about what Donna Brazile has said in a book.
Okay, so Terry McAuliffe saying nobody cares about this book, but the book is exposing that the DNC was completely slanted in favor of Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Terry McAuliffe's a little tone deaf when it comes to the revelations that Donna Brazile has just put forward. Listen, the Democrat Party had superdelegates that were stacked in favor of Hillary Clinton. They have a system that was broken. They were not transparent. It was very clear the members were unaware of the huge debt they were carrying or the deal that Dazzy Wasserman Schultz basically made with the Hillary Clinton campaign to let her run the national party before she was the nominee. There are a lot of things that the Democrat Party needs to look at. And obviously, I'm not the best person to talk about it as the RNC chair, but I do understand how I have to communicate with my members. We have safeguards in place. We have a budget committee. Many of the things that Donna Brazile has revealed are things that could not be done in our party. And I think Democrats should be saying, you need to fix the system. This is wrong, so it doesn't happen again.
What jumped out as a national committee chairwoman? What jumped out at you as the most brazen stuff that Donna said about her time at the DNC?
Well, two things that jumped out. One was the huge debt that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was carrying at the party level without letting the DNC members know. I could never do that as RNC chair. I meet with my budget committee every quarter, and I have to share with them our financials. And then the second, which I thought was just astounding, and I think it's the revelation that really surprised everyone, was they entered a joint fundraising agreement with the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's not unusual, to be candid. But the fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign in writing said, because we're going to lend you money or raise money into the DNC, we have control over who you hire as your comms director and how you spend your money, that basically gave the Clinton campaign full control of the DNC. And that is highly inappropriate. And the Democrats should be, Bernie Sanders people should be very upset about this deal and the lack of transparency that the DNC chair had with the members and the other candidates in the field.
But does that translate at all to the Virginia governor race? Do you think that there are people who are saying, boy, I was going to vote for Ralph Northam.
Yes, Terry McCall is right. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Ed Gillespie now.
I don't think it translates as much at the state level. I think state politics are focused on who's going to govern our state well and who's going to be a leader for our state. I think more concerning for Ralph Northam in the Virginia race is the fact that he's flip-flopped on so many issues. He seems to be adjusting to the tides of every poll, and nobody knows who he is. He's certainly not shown real leadership when it came to that despicable ad that he didn't denounce, when it came to his stance on sanctuary cities, which he has changed multiple times. I mean, this is just a person who doesn't stand for anything. He wants to be governor, and that is going to be his biggest issue going into Election Day.
And Ed Gillespie kind of walking the line between distancing himself from President Trump but also embracing President Trump, you know, kind of walking that line. Is that going to work for him ultimately? Is that a good strategy?
Ed has embraced the administration. The president did a robocall for him yesterday, tweeted about it. You know, this has been a tough time for the president also. We've had two of the biggest mass shootings in our history. We've had hurricanes that have affected the people of Florida and Texas and the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. So the president has been very busy. The vice president's been into Virginia. He's campaigned with him. Everybody's supporting Ed Gillespie. We know that he's going to be the best person to govern the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Right.
And economically, you look at what Republican governors are doing across the country. There is a reason why
Well,
electing Republicans.
Well, we'll see which way voters go today in Virginia. Ronna Romney McDaniel, thank you for joining us from the RNC today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 7:44 now.